Вариант 2. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание Б1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1, 6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A, G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только 1 раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
All my friends from private school are snobbish now because they moved from the state school I go to. I don't understand why everyone thinks private schools are better. I'm not saying I have anything against private schools, but it does make me a bit upset when I see all the people that used to go to state school acting snobbish because of a silly little thing like having more lessons in biology, physics, and chemistry than I have in my school.
Speaker 2. I hated my state school that I went to when I was younger, but don't get me wrong, I have nothing against state schools in general. I know I was just unlucky. My brother and sister stayed at a state school right up until their final exams. They both got really good grades, which proves that private school education isn't better for everyone. As for me, I found that people were friendlier in my private school, and I felt a lot happier. I know this is not always the case, because my brother and sister enjoyed going to the state school. Speaker 3.
Well, I would like to say, I go to a private school, and I was shocked at how much some people take for granted. One of my classmates got a plasma screen TV for her birthday and a laptop for Christmas, and she just spoke about them as if they were ordinary presents, nothing special. It's not that there's anything wrong with it, just sometimes, if you have a lot of money, it is important to remember that you are lucky, because some families are so poor that they have no money to buy a TV set in the sales.
Speaker 4. A lot of people who go to my private school are not that rich at all. My parents just wanted the best education for me, and this school was the right choice. Smaller classes are much better. I found this from my own experience. Here we do separate sciences, and I think it allows people to understand which sciences they like and see which they are good at. You can also study physics, chemistry, and biology in much more detail, as well as languages, history, and so on. Speaker 5.
I go to private school, and we have to wear a uniform, and I know why we have to have it. If the people in my school didn't have to wear it, then they would come to school in 2 short skirts or torn trousers. And you always get the people who can come into school and look almost like Halloween, with makeup running down their faces and chains hanging off every place. Not the right things to wear to school, I think. School uniform disciplines pupils and makes them look nice and clean.
Speaker 6.
I go to a busy city centre school. I think there are about 1,100 pupils and about 120 teachers. The corridors are really narrow in some of the buildings, and there are crowds of pupils running and pushing when the bell goes, and everyone is there. One of the corridors is so narrow that we have a one-way system. The school definitely needs broader corridors as well as larger classrooms.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker 1.
All my friends from private school are snobbish now because they moved from the state school I go to. I don't understand why everyone thinks private schools are better. I'm not saying I have anything against private schools, but it does make me a bit upset when I see all the people that used to go to state school acting snobbish because of a silly little thing like having more lessons in biology, physics, and chemistry than I have in my school.
Speaker 2. I hated my state school that I went to when I was younger, but don't get me wrong, I have nothing against state schools in general. I know I was just unlucky. My brother and sister stayed at a state school right up until their final exams. They both got really good grades, which proves that private school education isn't better for everyone. As for me, I found that people were friendlier in my private school, and I felt a lot happier. I know this is not always the case, because my brother and sister enjoyed going to the state school. Speaker 3.
Well, I would like to say, I go to a private school, and I was shocked at how much some people take for granted. One of my classmates got a plasma screen TV for her birthday and a laptop for Christmas, and she just spoke about them as if they were ordinary presents, nothing special. It's not that there's anything wrong with it, just sometimes, if you have a lot of money, it is important to remember that you are lucky, because some families are so poor that they have no money to buy a TV set in the sales.
Speaker 4. A lot of people who go to my private school are not that rich at all. My parents just wanted the best education for me, and this school was the right choice. Smaller classes are much better. I found this from my own experience. Here we do separate sciences, and I think it allows people to understand which sciences they like and see which they are good at. You can also study physics, chemistry, and biology in much more detail, as well as languages, history, and so on. Speaker 5.
I go to private school, and we have to wear a uniform, and I know why we have to have it. If the people in my school didn't have to wear it, then they would come to school in two short skirts or torn trousers. And you always get the people who can come into school and look almost like Halloween, with makeup running down their faces and chains hanging off every place. Not the right things to wear to school, I think. School uniform disciplines pupils and makes them look nice and clean.
Speaker 6.
I go to a busy city centre school. I think there are about 1,100 pupils and about 120 teachers. The corridors are really narrow in some of the buildings, and there are crowds of pupils running and pushing when the bell goes, and everyone is there. One of the corridors is so narrow that we have a one-way system. The school definitely needs broader corridors as well as larger classrooms.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А1А7. Вы услышите разговор подруг. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
So, Lisa, I see your suitcase out. You're going on a trip.
I'm going to Taiwan on a business trip.
A business trip? How do you feel about taking business trips?
I love getting out of London for, you know, 3 or 4 days and staying at a nice hotel somewhere in Europe or America and taking a flight somewhere.
So you like to travel?
I love travelling.
You don't mind staying in different hotels and travelling by plane all the time. Don't you get bored?
No, never. I mean, I don't always like the whole process of checking in at the airport, because it takes a lot of time. But somehow I've got used to queuing and stay calm. Then there's waiting for the plane. It's so long and tiring. I always feel bored. But as soon as I'm in the plane and the doors close, I love it. No one can contact me. I can't contact anyone else. There are free movies playing, and the food comes. It's wonderful.
So it seems you like living in a bubble. It's like a mini vacation.
Well, when I go on business trips, my working day is up to 14 hours. In terms of my workload, it's a lot busier than when I'm at home. But somehow it does feel like a mini vacation. I stay in nice hotels. I get to take taxis everywhere, which I love to do. You know, I eat at great restaurants and meet with great people and do some important things. So yeah, I really do love the whole aspect of a business traveller's life.
So what do you do to try to avoid being bored when you're waiting to board the plane?
Well, the first thing I do is I never get to the airport too early, as I'm a frequent flyer. I check in, and then I, unfortunately, go to the duty-free shop. I say unfortunately, because it's unfortunate for my credit card. Not really unfortunate for me. I go to the duty-free shop. Normally, I buy some perfume or cosmetics. Sometimes I go to the business lounge, where there are free drinks and food. And if I do get to the airport a couple of hours earlier, I do some urgent work.
I see. Sounds like an exciting lifestyle.
It's fun. I wouldn't give it up for anything else.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.